USA Radio News.
Police have secured the scene at a Minnesota Mall of America after it was placed on lockdown when gunshots rang out in the mall. A mall spokesperson confirmed that the mall in Bloomington was on lockdown, while a tweet from Bloomington police did the same, confirming that an active incident was taking place on the northwest side of America's largest mall, and that, quote, numerous police officers were on the scene. Police confirmed shots were fired after video posts online captured what sounded like gunshots near the mall's Nike store. Police have confirmed that the suspect fled the Mall of America on foot. There have been no victims reported. Once the lockdown was lifted, the mall has been closed for the evening. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
China began its promised military drill in the airspace and water around Taiwan as the Beijing-claimed island braces for the potential fallout of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit.
China is continuing their military drills near Taiwan in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the country earlier this week. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says the United States is prepared for what China does next.
Beijing's provocative actions are a significant escalation in its long-standing attempt to change the status quo.
Kirby says the country doesn't want a crisis, but they will not be deterred from supporting Taiwan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
An Austin jury on Thursday decided InfoWars host Alex Jones must pay at least $4.1 million to the family of a 6-year-old killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting for the suffering he and his website and broadcast caused them by spreading lies about the 2012 massacre. The jury was only asked to decide whether Jones, who has already been found liable by a judge because he did not hand over crucial evidence before the trial began, must also pay the boy's parents for the emotional distress and reputational damage caused by his false claims. The jury will also decide whether to award punitive damages. The panel will hear testimony on that subject Friday. U.S. mortgage rates have continued their decline, falling below 5% for the first time since April. According to a survey released by Freddie Mac, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has fallen to an average of 4.99%. Just 1 week ago, rates were averaging around 5.30%. This is the second week in a row that mortgage rates have fallen, and it also marks the sharpest drop in the cost of borrowing money for a home since early July. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.